Part 2, High Priestly Application of Atoning Sacrifice. I ministers the benefits of complete atoning sacrifice. These are our themes: Christ crucified for our sins, Christ risen from the dead, Christ our intercessor before God, and closely connected with these is the office work of the Holy Spirit. The great sacrifice had been offered and had been accepted, and the Holy Spirit which descended on the day of Pentecost carried the minds of the disciples from the earthly sanctuary to the heavenly, where Jesus had entered by his own blood, to shed upon his disciples the benefits of his atonement. Our Savior is in the sanctuary pleading in our behalf. He is our interceding high priest, making an atoning sacrifice for us, pleading in our behalf the efficacy of his blood. Everyone who will break from the slavery and service of Satan, and will stand under the blood-stained banner of Prince Emmanuel, will be kept by Christ's intercessions. Christ, as our mediator, at the right hand of the Father, ever keeps us in view, for it is as necessary that he should keep us by his intercessions as that he should redeem us with his blood. If he lets go his hold of us for one moment, Satan stands ready to destroy. Those purchased by his blood, he now keeps by his intercession. Thank God that he who spilled his blood for us, lives to plead it, lives to make intercession for every soul who receives him, we need to keep ever before us the efficacy of the blood of Jesus. That life-cleansing, life-sustaining blood, appropriated by living faith, is our hope. We need to grow in appreciation of its inestimable value, for it speaks for us only as we by faith claim its virtue, keeping the conscience clean and at peace with God. This is represented as the pardoning blood, inseparably connected with the resurrection and life of our Redeemer, illustrated by the ever-flowing stream that proceeds from the throne of God, the water of the river of life. Christ died to make an atoning sacrifice for our sins. At the Father's right hand, he is interceding for us as our high priest. By the sacrifice of his life, he purchased redemption for us. His atonement is effectual for everyone who will humble himself and receive Christ as his example in all things. If the Savior had not given his life as a propitiation for our sins, the whole human family would have perished. They would have had no right to heaven. It is through his intercession that we, through faith, repentance, and conversion, are enabled to become partakers of the divine nature, and thus escape the corruption that is in the world through lust. This prayer of is a lesson regarding the intercession that the Savior would carry on within the veil, when his great sacrifice in behalf of men, the offering of himself, should have been completed. Our mediator gave his disciples this illustration of his ministration in the heavenly sanctuary in behalf of all who will come to him in meekness and humility, emptied of all selfishness, and believing in his power to save.